The McLeods of Buena Vista. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to usgenweb.info, chapter 21, the first settlement within the limits now comprising the town of Buena Vista was made in the fall of 1845 by Robert and William McLeod. They emigrated to Wisconsin from Hardin County, Ohio in 1844 and stopped with their families in the village of Muscadet. In the fall of 1845, Robert McLeod located a farm on the east bank of the Bear Creek, the northeast quarter of Section 35. He began to improve it at once. At the very same time, his brother William McLeod located a farm about 1/2 mile further south. In the spring of 1846, they removed their families to the new homes from Muscadet. In regards to the cemetery, there are two public burial places now in use in the town of Buena Vista. One is located on the northwest quarter of Section 34. This cemetery was laid out in the fall of 1853. There are others buried here who died in the town at an earlier date and were removed from here to other burial places. Among the latter is Eliza, the wife of John Seaman, who died October 15, 1853. She was accidentally shot by William McLeod. The first burial place in this town was on the farm of Robert McLeod, and with it, an urban legend, or stories too true, may be notable, though, with that of Judith McLeod. She was the daughter of William and Martha, née Dilly, McLeod. Documented by the State Historical Society of Wisconsin in its Burial Sites Preservation Program in 1987, it reads, "Her remains are actually at the original burial site. The first cemetery in the town of Buena Vista was located at the intersection of Highway 130 and eastbound on County Highway B." That's where her marker is. It's now in the Sextonville Cemetery to identify the aforementioned information, this all according to findagravememorial.com. In The Tragedy of Richland City by James McManus, it was Judith McLeod, a sister of the McLeod brothers, while roaming about on the bluff near her brother's Robert home, that they were attacked by some Indians. Rather than be captured, she leaped from a very high sandstone cliff and was killed. The legend says that this gave the name Point Judith to that cliff, and also led her brothers to a ceaseless war with the Indians of that area. Other versions question this, and there are varied accounts. Still, Point Judith is a known location in Bear Valley, west of Highway 30 and north of County Highway JJ.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.